Good morning, everybody. It is 8 a.m. here from Sacramento, California. This is your favorite host, Aaliyah Osmer, and you have tuned in to the greatest of the greatest podcast, The Breakdown Cast. All right. I hope everybody is doing great out there in this 90 to 100 degree weather. I know I'm not. All right. But I've learned over time that it trains our minds to withstand any weather condition. So that's a fun, cool, utilizing fact that we can use. And that is actually a segue in today's topic. All right, there is a way of thinking that many of us tend to have that has a way of conditioning how we feel, how we act, and our belief systems about ourselves. And this is called negative thinking. All right, this can be dangerous if we are unaware of how we think and the story we tell ourselves every day. I know many of us out there are stuck in this cycle of thinking of how we see ourselves or situations that happen in our life. But I want to break down through experience and gain knowledge over time of what I've learned about negative thinking and how we can deter our thinking into positive beliefs about ourselves and the outcomes from our lives. There is a quote from a book that I am currently reading called The Art of Mental Training by DC Gonzalez. It goes, "One should never look where one does not want to go." This is applied into negative thinking. For example, this actually recently happened not too long ago. I was deciding to apply for internships for my field in film. I was applying on a secondary job search website, but then I thought to myself, why don't I just apply to the small companies directly, right? That was just a thought that just flew in my head, okay? Then the negative part of my mind was like, no, that doesn't make sense. You're going to come off weird for doing that. And 90% of the time, they don't really, they don't check or even respond to random emails like that. You see how that you guys see how that negative thought in my head just talked myself out of doing what I actually wanted to do? I challenged that thought by saying, what's the worst that could happen? No response. What could be worse than that, right? A non-response. Now that I knew the worst that could happen, that negative thought had no more power over me anymore. You see, guys, when we focus more on an expectation to succeed, we pay less attention to what could go wrong and more attention on what could go right. What you focus on grows. Okay, I learned that the best way to negate negative thinking from accessing your mind is to take a moment and, you know, every day at some point of the day and have gratitude for what you have. Our mind has the utmost power when it comes to how we think and feel on a day-to-day basis. Many of us do not know this, therefore we can become receptive to being in a constant state of distraction from social media and external situations that we allow into our space to dictate how we feel, which conjures up our emotions to behave in a way that is unaligned with who we are and what we want. Okay, you gotta master your mind and you will master your life. I used to have a hard time with this in my earlier journey, and I noticed over time that the more I focused on visualizing my passion and what I wanted in my life every morning, daytime, and nighttime, I was able to be in the present moment and be grateful for the resources and the tools that I had already had that were provided for me to utilize, you know, like a roof over my head, a food in my stomach, clothes on my back, a bed, a desk, a bed. I already just said bed. All right, a computer. These external things can be taken away easily, and I became grateful for them by waking up early and writing a reflection on the day before and how I like the current day to go, energy-wise. Once you guys understand how powerful our brain is when it comes to the way we think, you will realize how much control you have over the way you feel and the way you're going to continue to feel and think about yourself. I recommend you guys check out this book called Super Brain by Deepak Chopra and Rudolf E. Tanzi. This book will show you how to use your brain as a gateway to achieve health, happiness, and spiritual growth. Like I say in most of my podcasts, guys, I will reiterate this, all right, that everything is a choice. Make a decision to change your habits, stop your addictions, read more, educate yourself more on your own, strengthen relationships with family, do yourself work, and heal yourself from whatever it is that is holding you back in your present life. Making a decision has the power to transform your life in just a small time frame, because not only is your brain become wired once you decide to change something about your life, the only thing left is that your actions following that decision on a day-to-day basis. All right, self-improvement every day, guys, because If you program yourself, you have to program yourself or life will program you. Okay, but that is all I have for you guys today. Thank you guys so much for your support. If you like what you're listening to, keep tuning in. I knew a new episode every Monday right here. Again, this is your host, Aaliyah Osmer, and this is The Breakdown Cast. Talk to you guys next week.